I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Don't you see? Don't you get it? Don't you now understand why football's the best and why we love it so much? I wanted to do just 4.5 hours going, that was great. Just say that over and over again. Just record me saying
wasn't it great?
And then just by like 2.5 hours in, people are going, are they going to say anything else? Nope. That was great. Grant and Danny on the Fan. Now we get to relive all the joy of the weekend.
Think about this. Just dudes. Ladies, just people. Who didn't watch. We're just wandering around. They were on 95. They're like going to stores.
What about all those people that gave up the NFL?
Yeah.
Remember those people?
They were like, I'm going to do something else. And they don't get to do it.
I'm talking about people who love football who just decided to stop watching.
I'm sure they love football, by the way, when they gave it up.
Tough day for you guys.
Yeah.
I had a blast.
people are going, did you see the game? No, I didn't because I had something. Like, watch that. You should just watch that.
That's so true. I do think about that a lot.
That's all I think about when
somebody
something like that happens.
Was in a grocery store somewhere.
Yeah.
While Mahomes and Allen were going back and forth, exchanging blows in the middle of the stadium.
Some guy's on a conference call because they wake up early in Asia or something like that. Or some guy's like doing something else. I'm going to mow my lawn even though it's freezing cold. There are people that don't get to experience it. And I feel sorry for them. I feel legitimately sorry for them that they don't. Like, I years ago, I took a trip to Paris, right? A bunch of friends, a bunch of buddies. We went to Paris. I walked into the Louvre and there's a whole row of these Renaissance art paintings, religious depictions, these big, beautiful murals on the way to see the Mona Lisa. And it's like, you can't help but just feel stirred a little bit because it's history, it's art, it's right there live in front of you. Some of the great works ever created. That's a live version of humanity right there. That's a live version of the best thing. That's our version of the best painting. That's our Sistine Chapel. Two of the three best quarterbacks alive just slugging it out in the middle of the field. It's the best thing we can do. And there's some people that are like, no. It's not for me, thanks. Tell me how it is.
Somebody yesterday at 9 o'clock with 8 minutes left in that game was flipping through channels and came across on his little guide right there at the top.
Uh-huh.
It said Bills at Chiefs. And for a second or two, they hear Nance's voice. And they see a split second of a play and then they hit next channel and it just goes up another number. Goes from like CBS on channel 9 to like channel 14 or whatever. And they just kept going.
Oh, look, QVC.
Who did that?
Who did it?
Why did you do that? Stop everything you're doing at once. What a weekend. Let's just clap it up for the NFL. Can we just clap it up for the NFL? First time we've had a playoff round where all games are decided on the final play. Three walk-off field goals in the final second and a walk-off touchdown in overtime. In fact, there had never been a single postseason at any point with three games decided on the last second of regulation. The entire postseason, that had never happened in any one year. It happened three times in the first three games of the weekend. Four games decided by a total of 15 points, a 3.8 average. Best for four games or more in any weekend at any point in league history. Danny, I present to you my case. That was the greatest 2 days in the history of the National Football League. And you were alive and in your prime to see it.
Yeah, thank goodness. I'm going to say this. There'll be other games this postseason, and they may go down, and they may be fun, or whatever. This postseason, to me, is the Bills and the Chiefs game. Yeah. Other games happened. Good for them. the Rams beat the Bucs, and the Bucs came back, and horseshoes are falling out of Brady's tuchus, and it looked like someone else was going to vomit away another lead, and he would get credit for it somehow because he was there. His presence merely did it. Tennessee flubbed away a game that they had 9 sacks because Ryan Tannehill stinks. Green Bay should be ashamed of themselves. Just get a punt off and you win against the team that couldn't score an offensive touchdown against you, etc. All those games, great endings, as you said, last-second field goals, yada, yada, yada. Good playoffs. Awesome. There'll be other great games and maybe an overtime game. That Bills-Chiefs situation, the team that I love, Washington, that's a different sport.
Yeah.
That game is a different sport. You're playing a game. That's cool. You've got all the same players. You guys wear uniforms. You have positions. Precious. Adorable. It's all a waste of time. That. Nothing they've done in 30 years is that. Do that. Find one. Yeah. Stop doing anything else other than finding one of these superstars.
I thought about that last night.
That's all I could think about.
I'd come down from my high. That's what it was.
Yeah.
I got a drug last night injected directly into my vein.
And it was so good.
I've never really done drugs. I don't really know a whole lot about drugs.
There's your blue magic right there.
There's nothing any of you who do the drugs have ever felt better than what I felt last night. There's just nothing. It's not out there. It doesn't exist. But when I came down from my high last night, I crashed a little bit. I'm ready to live the rest of my life. I had just eaten delicious junk food all weekend, and it's time to order a salad in the afternoon. Sober back up tomorrow.
You pay that piper.
I realized my team is not in the same zip code as what I just watched. Can you imagine Washington in that game? Taylor Heinicke patting the football, dropping back, trying to sling arrows with those two guys. Now, I understand there's multiple ways to skin the cat, so to speak. And this game was its own entity and is different. And, you know, you can win with Jimmy Garoppolo, as we found out in these playoffs.
Sure. You just got to get 37 positions right and have good injury luck.
Right.
Enjoy that.
You just need to have a savant as a coach.
Yeah.
But what we saw last night and what we watch on Sundays, quite legitimately, are just different things.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, I'll watch this high school football game on ESPN at 8:30 on a Friday evening, some random guy calling the game I've never heard of. That's what that was. So two questions I've got if we could open up the listener lines right off the top here. MGM National Harbor listener lines are yours at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. The first of my questions would be, is that the greatest fourth quarter of a football game you've ever seen in your life? Is that the greatest finish to a game you've ever seen in your life? That's my first question. Second question would be, please tell me that now we fix the overtime rules. And that shouldn't be the lead today. But I have had so many people in my mention, so many people I see, tough guy talking their way through, play defense. You choose to lose the game without getting a stop. The game wasn't lost on a coin toss. The game was lost by 11 men not making tackles. Josh Allen not touching the ball was a travesty. Josh Allen not touching the ball because of a coin toss, not because of his defense, because of a coin toss, should be criminal. Someone should be in jail today.
Just like when Pat Mahomes didn't touch it a couple years ago against the Patriots. It was absurd then. It's absurd now.
I hope this gets this rule changed. See, correctly, a lot of us have been beating this drum for a while going, this is unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
We should actually talk about this every day when we wake up. Before you get to go about your day, before you go to the bathroom and relieve yourself and brush your teeth, the first thing every person should do every single day is they should wake up, and for a minute, they should have to call a friend and talk about how absurd the overtime rules still are in the NFL. And then they should get to go about their day. But if you want to talk about that, if you're one of these crazy people who thinks it was perfectly okay that Josh Allen and the Bills never got to touch the ball because defense, win the game, though. Love to hear from you on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. Danny, first playoff game in history where 3 go-ahead touchdowns were scored in the last 2 minutes.
Yeah, I'd imagine that hadn't happened before.
25 points were scored in the last 2 minutes of that game, most in playoff history, second most in any game ever. After the two-minute warning, listen to these stat lines. After the two-minute warning, Patrick Mahomes threw for 188 and 2 tutties. Josh Allen threw for over 100 and 2 scores. There were 4 passing touchdowns and almost 300 passing yards after the two-minute warning between those two quarterbacks.
So before that stretch, really good game.
Good football.
23-21, you know, into the fourth quarter before I think that Harrison Butker field goal kind of got the fourth quarter scoring started. And then it looks like an essay. It looks like Tolstoy was scribbling notes on the game log. It's like all the scoring.
Tolstoy?
You just
have to sound like Dennis Miller when you say that. It's like when Tolstoy is scribbling notes in the 1923 invasion of Abasmata.
Check out the game log. All of a sudden, Harrison Butker and Gabe Davis are having a thumb war at Normandy. That display was just so amazing. And again, for the defense people, the incorrect shouters who don't like to update their files, there's so much new software available, by the way. Just click update. It'll take a second for your computer to reboot.
Your phone will turn off for 3 minutes, but when it comes back on, everything will work.
You could do more stuff. The league's about offense. The league caters to quarterbacks. Everybody knows that now. We're aware of that. Since 2011, you've had a completely different game. And the people that are going, build up the O-line because Joe Gibbs won with three different quarterbacks 40 years ago. The new information that we have, again, just hit that update button. Opt for the update. Don't just put it off to the next day. Don't hit that remind me later tab. Say yes to the update. Say yes. It caters to offense. In a sport that is about offense, where budgets are about offense, where the whole league is about not injuring quarterbacks so we can get this kind of magical theater.
This is the best.
The idea
this is that the dream.
One of those two guys should just have to sit there with his puffy coat on, like George Costanza in the liquor store, watching the action unfold, and you're telling me, yes, the 17th or 18th most important player on that team needs to step up and make a tackle to stop the $20 million a year receiver and the $50 million a year quarterback. No, let them go punch for punch, you boob. Get out of my way. You're interrupting my show.
The other annoying part about that is the suggestion that it's just a Sunday in week six at 1 o'clock and you have to make a stop. Like people that have no feel for this is now officially a shootout. I don't know if you've noticed this. No one's stopping anyone. No one's tackling anyone. Style of game matters. If you watch sports, you get this. Like, there are NBA games sometimes, Danny, that go 136-132.
Mm-hmm.
And in these games, all the shots fall, and everyone's open, and everyone's knocking down jumpers. And then the same two teams could play 2 weeks later, and it could be 89-87, and no one's hitting any shots. There is a flow. There is a momentum. There is a feel to these things. Where it's pretty clear in that situation for those last couple of minutes, it's not just a, if there's a will, there's a way on defense. No. The flow of this game says you're not going to make a stop. If you're lucky, you get a sack, you set them behind the sticks, you got a shot. Maybe a ball gets tipped and someone picks somebody off. But this is not just some random 1 o'clock, middle of the afternoon day where, well, the Bills have a pretty good defense. And, you know, the Chiefs, they're not perfect, so maybe they get a stop. Style of game. Flow matters here. They were going to go get points. Ideally, you hold them to a field goal. That would have been great. But anybody who doesn't think both teams should have a chance, and this idea of your defense has to make a stop, it's football. Well, why doesn't the Chiefs' defense have to make a stop then? Oh, wait, because the little quarter decided who was going to get the ball when it hit the ground. No, how about both defenses have to make a stop? The Chiefs' defense that can't stop the Bills, just like the Bills' defense that can't stop the Chiefs. By the way, last 2 minutes, we were talking about 300 yards, four touchdowns for the two QBs. This all happened in the last 154. That's what I just can't get past.
I know.
So the Bills are losing 26-21 with 1 minute and 55 seconds left in the game. Think about that. That in and of itself tells you everything you know about how crazy yesterday was. The final score was 42-36. They were down with a minute 50 to go, 26-21. Allen to Gabriel Davis. By the way, the Chiefs just melting down in coverage. I don't know how he was open like he was over and over again, making people fall over.
Just so open.
Safety's not getting things right. Tyrann Mathieu, please hurry back. The two-point conversion play everyone's forgotten about. Unbelievable.
Staggering.
Josh Allen scrambled back to the 20-yard line up against the sideline, then climbs all the way back to the 5 and throws a back-of-the-end-zone lob to Stephon Diggs, who was library quiet all game. Goes up the ladder to makes the catch. So it's 29-26 then, the Bills lead. Mahomes to Tyreek Hill for 64 yards. Answers immediately. How fast is that guy?
By the way, fastest kid alive. How many times did each fan base and each person watching look at the clock and go, oh, too much time? like 17 different instances in the last 2 minutes. Unbelievable.
There is an overused saying of whoever has the ball last will win. And last night, that has never been truer in my opinion.
That's where it came from.
And that's the point with the defense make a stop. It's part of the game, you know? Yes, it is part of the game. However, whatever team has the ball last is going to score and they are going to win. Now, there is a thought that, essentially, there's no perfectly fair way to do overtime. Fine. All I care about is that both teams possess the football. After that, do whatever you want to do. But both teams have to have the chance to possess the football. So Allen answers after the Tyreek Hill touchdown. 13 seconds left, game-winning touchdown pass of 19 yards, right? Wrong. 13 seconds. This is the amount of time that we saw the Cowboys run a quarterback sneak and fall all over themselves. 13 seconds, they go the length of the field to set up a field goal. On the broadcast, Tony Romo is asking the kicking expert, what's that guy's name, Jay Feely?
Feely, yeah.
He's going, hey, Jay, how long is it? Could he hit a 60-yarder? If they get to the 49, what if he's got to kick it from? So they're going through all these machinations. It was a chip shot. They run two plays, and they set up a sub-50-yard field goal for Harrison Butker. We're going to overtime in Lexington. What a gift that football game was. What a gift. Two best playmaking quarterbacks in the NFL back and forth. They both had QBRs over 90, first time that's happened in 10 years in a football game. First time in playoff history, two quarterbacks had 300 yards, three touchdowns, and no picks. First time in playoff history, opposing quarterbacks both completed 70% of their passes. Second time in playoff history, I guess I should say dating back to 1950, that both quarterbacks led their team in rushing yards, by the way. The leading rushers for both teams were the guys that were doing all the passing.
Well, you know, football, that game, it's about running the ball on defense. Oh.
So what does it all mean? It means that Patrick Mahomes, in his fourth year as a starter in Kansas City, is going to be playing in an AFC championship game at home for the fourth time. Four straight years.
Pretty amazing.
Since he took over. What a game. We're never going to see anything like that again, right?
Not to that degree. Not to that frenzy. I mean, there have been incredible games. I mean, again, I keep referencing this, but a couple years ago, that New England-Kansas City game there where the Pats went to the Super Bowl because they got the ball in overtime and Mahomes never got a chance to touch it. We were robbed of the same thing we were here with Allen. But not like that. I mean, that game is back and forth the whole time. It's not a comeback. It's just punch, counterpunch. It's you know, it's Rocky and Drago in the center of the ring, just going toe-to-toe, just smacking each other. It was perfect. Perfect.
So two questions for you guys on the MGM National Harbor listener line right now. First of them, you ready to change the overtime rule yet? We're still having fun with this one. We're going to keep running this one back for a little longer? Because the defense, you know, that's part of the game. But only for one team. It's not part of the game for both teams. Only one defense has to do their job in overtime. The other question is, when have you seen a better finish than that? With the stakes that high. 800-636-1067, Grant and Danny. We got three other games to get to. They were all decided by field goals at the gun in the fourth quarter. Rams headed to the NFC Championship game. Bucks going home. 49ers stunned the Packers despite not scoring an offensive or defensive touchdown. That never happens. And the Bengals and Joe Burrow in his second season are on to the AFC Championship game for the first time since 1988. We're Grant and Danny, and this is The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
Down the middle. It's Hill in the open. Cuts it upfield. He might be gone. He is. Kansas City takes the lead with a minute to go from 64 incredible yards.
Great call from Jim Nantz on CBS yesterday. Welcome back. Grant and Danny on the Fan. I wanted to go back. I thought about this. I was going to go back and see how often this past season the football team failed to throw for 188 yards in a game. That's what Mahomes had after the two-minute warning last night. Al Galdi beat me to it. He just tweeted this out. Washington football's leading passer in a game has thrown for less than 188 yards 31 times in 65 games over the last 4 years.
Come on.
Guy.
Like half the time, basically?
Half the time.
Take me away.
31 times.
Someone come get me. Collect me.
In 65 games over the last four seasons. So this is Cousins walks. They have a better idea.
The rotating cast of
they're smarter and they're going to figure this out. Just let them. Just wait till they figure this out.
Oh, we're totally getting it.
31 times in 65 games since they have had fewer passing yards in a game from their leading passer than Mahomes had in the last 2 minutes of last night's game.
I mean, put me in the hole with Andy Dufresne. Stick me in an underground gulag. Are you kidding me?
Put me in the boo box with Glenn Close.
I mean, nonsense. I'm sure it's the same. I'm sure all of this is productive. It is a waste of time unless you have one.
I think I'm going to go home now. I think that's good. We're done for today. But you know why? Is because nothing matters. All the stuff we're going to be talking about all offseason, none of it matters after you watch something like that.
Yeah.
That's the point. That's not our point. That's not what we do. But that's the point. What a game. I cried last night at the end of regulation.
At the end of regulation.
This is embarrassing. It probably means I need therapy. Sure, all of it. Whatever. Make fun of me. I'm not in fifth grade anymore. I don't care. My wife looked at me with shame and regret in my basement wiping tears out of my eyes. I was so happy.
Yeah.
I just love football, man. That is all I've ever wanted. Now, if it was my team, I would have been audibly crying. Like, I was doing a dad's daughter's getting married, and he's like,
yeah, you're dabbing.
You know, like, oh, why is my eyelash wet? Let me help it be
dry. There's a weather system here, yeah.
But it would have been, like, ugly, sobbing type stuff. Now, luckily, I'll never have to worry about it.
It's not something that's going to come up.
Because Ron Rivera's always going to fix the quarterback position next year. But we're fine here, guys. We just went and got Fitzpatrick. Defense, though. Cool.
Yeah.
Everything's fine. Bailey Zappe in the third round. Come on out to FedEx. We'll see you. We're the Commanders. We'll see you week one.
Don't even bring that up, okay?
Don't bring it up! Now! Get me a quarterback now!
Whatever we decide to do this week, we're going to decide to do.
Deal with that, Grant.
I will not watch Taylor Heinicke ever again!
Oh, you're going to watch
him. Now! Now that's the last time I'm going to scream. I don't even like being the guy that screams. I like when Danny screams. Get a quarterback. Stop pretending that you want a quarterback and need a quarterback. Now! Everyone's like, this guy's an idiot. Turn the channel. Turn the channel! 30 years I've been doing this! I'm embarrassed by myself. You all hate me right now. I hate me too. This is embarrassing. I'm tired of it. And I'm tired of the lack of urgency and all pretending, oh, let's have a meeting. Let's Scott Turner and Ron Rivera sit there and talk about how Taylor Heinicke made a play against Carolina. No!
If you don't have one of these guys, it's a waste of time.
What about the Atlanta game? This second!
We're all just wasting our energy. Going into last season with Ryan Fitzpatrick was a waste of time. Going into, you know, season number one, it was a waste. If you don't have one of these dudes, then we're all just sort of fighting for table scraps at best. I don't want to fight for table scraps. I want that. Everybody should want that. I don't want to hear about any other path. This is the path. You draft one. If it doesn't work, you draft another one. And the next guy gets the draft one. No more trading for Jags. No more the Mitch Trubisky tier. No more the Ryan Fitzpatrick, but he's available. There's a reason. Either you have one of these dudes or you end up with 9 sacks like Tennessee and a loss. Cool defensive line dominated game. Fart noise.
Everything you think right now is correct. You hate me? I hate me. It's embarrassing.
We don't hate.
Agree.
No, you're right.
Blue Shorts writes this up. I'll be humiliated. He should write it up, by the way. I don't care. I apologize.
Don't apologize. You're right.
It's embarrassing.
It's not. I've been screaming this for 3 years.
Text from my mom right now being like, oh, keep your credibility. This second. Enough with this crap. Alex Smith stunk when you traded for him. He stunk. And then you extended him. A massive amount of money. Is Tyreek Hill coming with him? Is Travis Kelce coming with him? Because otherwise, the guy from San Francisco, who's a Jag, is walking through your door older than ever. Maybe we'll get a quarterback this offseason. Now, I don't care if Aaron Rodgers wants to be here or not. Kidnap him! Duct tape his mouth and bring him here! But what if? Trade for a Jag who's better than the terrible quarterbacks that you've had. Trade for one of them. But Derek Carr makes too much money. Understand the urgency. Understand the urgency. Let's go to the phones. What are the two questions we ask people?
Overtime rules. Everyone apologize to us immediately.
Yep.
And if you think they're okay, go somewhere else. Go to a fortress of solitude and ponder it and meditate, then come back and try again. That's number one. And number two, that ending, that finish.
We tried, guys. You know, we tried to trade for Matt Stafford. Let's just go home. Hey,
they tried.
I went to Popeye's. They were out of chicken, so I just decided we won't eat tonight. We'll head back to the house for a little while. Who else did you call? Did you call anyone else? Did you pick that little beep, beep, boop, 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 boop? How many people did you call? That's the question. Because it wasn't enough.
Not enough.
It was not enough. You know who's terrible? Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah. He's very bad.
Bring him here.
No! Stop that! That doesn't help us.
It's not even on the tape.
Thank you, Coach. Yeah, hold on. I understand your feeling. I'm expressing the same sentiment. But not that. You get him out of the trust tree with the nest of those two situations he's been in, he'd be baked turds over here.
Draft Kenny Pickett.
There you go. Now we're talking.
Trade up and draft Matt Corral, too.
Here it is.
Then draft Bailey Zappe.
Yeah.
Then bring in 13 quarterbacks.
Never stop.
13 quarterbacks. Bring them all in and they compete.
Pick them up.
It's a game of what's the game where you have to be king of the mountain?
Yeah.
Is that a game?
King of the hill.
Well, Heineke, if you look at him just through this light, you see? Remember that one game he scrambled to his left? College courses on his sister's couch. Did you watch that game yesterday? Pat Mahomes has never taken college courses on his sister's couch while his brother's TikToking in the background. It's never happened.
Mm-mm.
He was just busy being drafted in the top 10 and then going to AFC championship games every time he turned around. You think Josh Allen was at Old Dominion a couple of years ago taking some classes? I'll probably go to the gym today, stay in good shape, take a couple classes here at Wyoming. Maybe one day I'll be back in the league. Uncle Rico can throw the ball over the mountain. 7th overall pick. Let's go to the phones. And you're correct. Everything you think is correct. I hate me too. Ed's in Rockville.
What's
Ed,
up, Ed?
How are you?
Gentlemen, a couple of quick points. This is why we are fanatics. That was... without a doubt, the best game. The only one I can possibly think of that was anywhere close to that was the Chargers in Miami back in the early 80s when Kellen Winslow went crazy the entire game, passed out from exhaustion, came back in and blocked a field goal to win the game at the end of regulation. That game was spectacular. Not to get too much into betting, but my son made me go undefeated last weekend, and he said, stick with me. He's 17. He said, stick with me. I went against him. I said, no, Kansas City's going to win at home. And I said, Kansas City's going to win at home. We're going to go with Kansas City. 13 seconds left, he looks at me, and he goes, this is why you're the old man. And I said, just wait, son.
Just wait.
Hey, they left too much time for patty cakes.
Yeah, they left 13 seconds on the clock.
Jared in Gaithersburg, you're on Grant and Danny. What's up?
Grant H. Paulson, I could not love you more right now.
Thank you. They are a sweetheart.
Give me a brick wall. I am going through it full force.
My man.
You have got me fired up. So here's the hill I'm going to die on. I think college football overtime is more exciting than Game 7 of playoff hockey. That is what they need to adopt. Could you imagine the game last night and then it goes to 3 overtimes college football ways and just more incredible quarterback play and more, you know, tiptoeing sideline catches? Oh, my God, I couldn't even imagine. That's what they need to adopt.
I love it. I'm all for college overtime. Now, here is what I would want, though. Losing my voice. I would move the ball back a bunch, mm-hmm. so you have to play defense. In college, I think on like the first snap with a decent kicker, you could just kick a field goal.
Yeah, you could take a knee and kick a field goal if you want.
Are they at the 35?
25, I thought.
25? Yeah. I would move the ball back to like the minus 40. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So like no kickoffs, no special teams. We don't have to worry about that until kicking the field goal. But I would even say the minus 35 would be fine, but I like the minus 40. Midfield, maybe. You got to get into range. You got to have some strategy. Do we play for a field goal? Do we play for a touchdown? And then you just go back and forth because now it's offense, it's defense, it's special teams. It's a better thing than what we got right now. Are we changing the overtime rule after that game? That's the question. 800-636-1067. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Could we possibly have 3 lead changes inside the last 2 minutes of a divisional playoff game?
No. No way.
No way?
Maybe. Maybe way.
From the 19 in 17 seconds. Down the middle to the end zone! And there it is! Touchdown number 4 on the night for Davis.
Gabriel Davis caught 4 touchdowns.
Have
and
a
lost.
Day.
And lost.
Well, let me do this real quick. Tell me more about QB wins and losses. Josh Allen lost yesterday, just the same way Ryan Tannehill lost.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So Josh Allen, loser. Can't get it done in the playoffs. The same as Ryan Tannehill, I'm
totals,
sure.
Totals, 771
yeah.
with rushing and 9 touchdowns without a turnover for Josh Allen. Sitting at home eating chips watching Jimmy G this weekend.
Is he clutch?
Is life fair or is life fair? I mean, that is... What else can Josh Allen do for you? Didn't even get to touch the ball in overtime. Like, you know, you play that game, and you make a bad throw, incomplete, or a pick, and it's over. People will blame you and create some narrative that you just didn't do enough. He didn't even get a chance to not do enough. He was just sitting in a parka. That's all he was doing. So we could we change the overtime rule now, this second, before this weekend? Because I would do that. If I was Goodell, I would come out. Can he do it, or does it have to go through a committee?
I think it's probably got to go through that committee. You know, the one that where they propose a weird rule every year, and they decided like the most important thing for us to focus on is taunting, right? Because the Bucs got 2 taunting penalties during the game.
Competition
that,
committee.
That was real important.
Rivera's on it.
Yeah, he's like, we can't have a fight. Nobody can get mad at each other. So they got that done.
We should hit up Ron. We know he's on it. And Tomlin's on it, a couple other guys.
Mm-hmm.
And we should say, hey, let's force this thing through right now. Let's not risk this weekend. Let's go to Randall in Mechanicsville on Grant and Danny. Hey, Randall.
Hey, guys. Love the show. Love the weekend of football. My God.
So good.
Last night, when it comes to the overtime rules, I don't know. You guys touched on it slightly right before you took my call. Does the NFLPA need to sign off on, you know, an overtime rule change? Because, obviously, Players Association, the players, you would think, if the NFLPA needs to sign off on it, the players would be like, yeah, no, let's change this rule so this does not happen again.
So I don't think it's a great question.
Thanks, buddy.
I don't think the overtime rules are CBA related.
It might be because you're getting guys to play more minutes or something like that. I don't know.
Tweaked it just a couple of years ago, there was no new CBA. The CBA was done years before that.
Yeah, but do the players have to sign off? I mean, it's a procedural thing that I don't know, and I probably should, to be honest with you. But I think everybody's so concerned about extra games and extra time on the field, et cetera. I understand nobody wants my normal plan of just playing football, especially the regular season. But in the postseason, a game of that magnitude, a game of that import, like, I want no gimmicks. Just football. Let them play. Kick off and go.
See if I can find that out. Could they just change it today unilaterally at the league office? Or would that take more? I would think it has to be a competition committee thing. Anytime you're trying to change a rule like that, there's those meetings that happen after each year where Washington's pitching, let's not have overtimes in games in the preseason and stuff like that. I think that's where that has to happen. But I don't think that's a player thing. I think that's a representatives from a bunch of teams, league council type deal. Let's go to Chris in Hyattsville. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Grant, I'm a little bit nervous to talk to you today.
Don't be nervous. We're everything.
You got it, Chris. You can do it.
You got this.
All right. Well, I'd like to, if you don't mind, I have a quick hashtag WOTF. A friend of mine sent me some a care package from Cincinnati with chili and a Bengals T-shirt. So the Bengals are now like my AFC side chick.
Love that.
So I'm Bengals. Yeah. It was great. The chili was delish, and got to watch Joe Burrow while I was eating it. So as far as the game goes, yes, it was extremely exciting. I won't say it was like the greatest finish I've ever seen. A couple of games that come to mind always for me is the Cardinals-Steelers Super Bowl was just incredible.
That was
also
great.
The Packers-Broncos Super Bowl was incredible. And I agree with you on the overtime. I think that at least each team should be at least able to possess the ball at least once from like the 20 or the 25.
Yeah, and then you might have to get creative. Thanks, Chris. After that, because let's say, okay, Chiefs get the ball, they go down and score. Bills get the ball, they go down and tie it. Now what do you do? It can't always be that both teams have to score. At that point, I would say, maybe the next score wins, and people could say, well, then the coin toss still determined that. So you're right, that's a problem. Maybe possession of the football is done a different way. I don't know if it's yards per play during the game or something that the teams actually somewhat dictate, like who had the fewer minus yard plays or something.
Something,
I don't know.
Yeah.
That isn't a coin toss. I just know that I could live with anything. Nothing's going to be perfectly fair. I'll live with anything that involves both offenses getting a chance to score points. Fair?
Totally. I mean, again, I will continue to advocate my position on just do a football thing where there's no gimmicks. There's no, if you score on this possession, then they go for two and they start from the 40. Coin toss, kick it off, and you play for 15 minutes. Just do that. I don't know why that's the craziest thing in the world, everybody.
Let's go to Anthony in La Plata. Anthony, you're on G&D. What's good?
So, great show, guys.
Appreciate
you. I'm going to start off by saying I am a Bills fan.
Sorry, dude.
40 years old this year, so I've been through a lot. But so this is being a Bills fan. I was 10 years old in 93 when the Bills came back against the Oilers. That game was the best game I ever watched. This one might top it. But Danny just said what I was going to say. In the playoffs, let's just make it play another quarter. Keep going. Keep playing.
You can't do that in October. Right, I understand. Even though that's what I would do, I get that everyone will agree.
What happens if after 15 minutes it's still tied?
Let's keep going. Let's go.
I mean, that is way better than the current situation.
Yeah, maybe make it 10. I mean, I'd rather do the college gimmicky overtime thing than the current thing. Like, to me, the current thing's unacceptable.
So what's your number one best option?
Just play football. Just put 15 minutes on the clock, kick it off, and let's go. Back and forth. We have the time limits. All reviews come from upstairs, and you just play.
I'd love it. That does involve, at some point, someone's going to say protection of the players, you know, the more tired you are.
And I would say that's
more likely you get hurt.
I'd say that's empty. You're adding games, you know, you're not really that concerned.
Very true. We should get into that later in the show. Mm-hmm. If we're going to change the overtime rule, mm-hmm. It's one thing to say, can't keep doing this, got to do something.
Yeah, I'll take anything over this.
I will too. Anything that involves both teams touching the ball, I will sign off on at once, right now, this moment. We've only broken down the one game, which was incredible. What about the Rams topping the Bucks yesterday? Brady's going home. Matthew Stafford, all of a sudden, weirdly enough, new organization, is a winner.
Huh.
He's become a winner. He just learned how to win, I guess, when he left Detroit. Get into that next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.